morning, Adirondack Natural Stone. This is Greg.
Hi, Greg. This is Ruben. Is Dana in by any chance?
Hang on, please.
Hello, thanks for holding.
Hey, Dana, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, what's going on? California.
It's been an interesting year for me. How's your year?
Good.
Very good. Do you have a minute or two?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Cool. So I want to see how your guys' year end is shaping up. And also, are you aware of Section 179 or no?
That end of the year. Incentives.
It's actually not an end of the year incentive at all. So basically, it's very. So basically, here's how Section 179 works. It's part of the tax code that encourages business owners to buy new or used equipment. And also, it's a very nasty sales technique in the leasing industry. People say, oh, finance it to get the tax break. You don't need to finance it. It's whether you purchase it or finance it. But most people end up financing this equipment. So essentially, give me a second. It's part of the tax code where if, let's say you're working with a person who has a $100,000 profit, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's say that they're going to pay $35,000 of taxes on that. Basically, if they buy a piece of equipment, they can depreciate the full costs that year rather than waiting to naturally depreciate it. So if they're buying, say, a $100,000 piece of equipment from you guys, that equipment's not really costing them $100,000 because they're taking their tax liability from $100,000 to zero and they're saving $35,000 on taxes. It's done at the end of the year because a lot of customers, their accountants year end, are pushing them to buy equipment because if they don't, they're just going to pay it in taxes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or am I butchering that?
Yeah. But not until the end of the year do they know if they've made $100,000 or not.
Most accountants are going to know at this time of the year what the books are going to look like.
Right.
They're not going to, especially because this is talking about realized profit. This is not, people aren't doing this on usually cash basis. But what I wanted to reach out to you is the following and see if you had what your thoughts were. So I've been very happy with the business we've done this year. But I also want to ask you, do you guys get most of your customers through marketing? Do you get most of your customers through word of mouth? Do they visit your website? How does it work?
All
how do you
word
get most? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone in the industry that, they just know. If they're looking for a splitter and it's a Steinex they're looking for, they know where it is. Especially Connecticut, they're all talking.
Get a lot of web traffic?
Not a lot. I would say not a lot.
Okay. The reason I ask is, and I'm definitely not the whole pushy person, some of the vendors I work with advertise a monthly payment year. They don't do it all the time, but they often do it year end on their equipment. And I was wondering if that's something you would want me to put on your website or give you ideas of pricing, if that would help. If it doesn't, I don't want to waste your time, but if it does, I'd be more than happy to do it.
So what is it that they do?
So a lot of the vendors I work with, when you talk about these big, let me talk about a prototypical client that finances. There's three separate categories of customers that finance. There's one customer who's a millionaire who wants to push everyone around and talk to 18 different lenders. I don't deal with that guy. Let him shop around his deal. It's not worth it to make $5 off him, and it's also going to drive you crazy. But the average customer I finance typically has either good or okay credit, but they definitely don't have the cash to buy this equipment. The reason they buy this equipment is either they're renting it from someone else or their old equipment is banged up. The challenge for them is that your average splitter is around $60,000-$70,000, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So for many of these businesses, their average bank balance is between $5,000 to $10,000. So there is no way they can even A, pay cash, or B, even go to a traditional bank because 20% down is on $70,000 is $14,000, and they've got $5,000 in their bank account. But what we're able to do with a lot of vendors that I work with is we're advertising a monthly payment year end. So someone's going to go on a website and they're going to say, hey, look, how much is this equipment? They're going to say 70 grand. They're going to say, okay, conversation over. I just can't afford it. However, if there's a manageable monthly payment, it sometimes brings some more business through the doors. So a lot of vendors that I work with advertise a monthly payment on their website. You know, payments as low as this, one payment down, basically marketing to bring people in the door. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that'd bring you guys any value, but, you know, since we've done quite a bit of business together, I wanted to reach out and see if it would.
I mean, you don't know until you try, right?
Yeah. Do you want me? I mean, what I'd like you to do is if you can grab a pen and paper, I can give you some ideas of what pricing would look like if you could just tell me the equipment cost, because I'm not sure what the different costs are for you.
Yeah, well, basically I have five or six wires that I could just ship you and as exacts, if that helps.
Yeah, shoot me the flyers. I'll shoot you guys back monthly payments, and then let me know. You know, if you guys want to run those numbers, it might be something worth trying.
Yeah, I mean, for what we have in stock and want to try to move it, I think that might work. We just make it part of the flyer and then put the flyers on the page.
Cool. Do you guys have do you guys ever do like email blasts or anything of that nature?
No, we really don't push.
Okay.
Especially and you, I mean, we have two companies here, so we're limited to what we have available for time.
What does your other company do? Are you a stone company, or what exactly do you guys do?
Yeah, we're the type of company that uses this equipment.
Okay. So you guys basically both use that and sell that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, you've got my email, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot me an email. Let me take a look at it, and maybe I can put something together here.
All right. Give it a whirl.
Thanks, brother.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.